And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 30th of August, 2014. It's the birthday of the physicist Ernest Rutherford, born in Brightwater, New Zealand, 1871, emigrated to England. He went to Cambridge University. It was he who discovered the concept of radioactive half-life and who developed a model of the atom and discovered that most of the mass of an atom is concentrated in its nucleus. Ernest Rutherford, who said all science is either physics or stamp collecting. It's the birthday of Mary Godwin, born London, 1797, who fel in love with Percy Bysshe Shelley, married him, became Mary Shelley. She and Shelley and their friends were arguing one night whether it might be possible to reanimate the dead, and out of that she wrote her novel Frankenstein, or The Modern Prometheus. It came out in 1818. It was on a dreary night of November that I beheld the accomplishment of my toils. The dull yellow eye of the creature open. It breathed hard, and a convulsive motion agitated its limbs, wrote Mary Shelley. It's the birthday of the journalist John Gunther, born Chicago, 1901, who said the United States is the only country deliberately founded on a good idea. Warren Buffett, born Omaha, 1930. 6 years ago, Forbes magazine ranked him as the richest person in the world, worth about $62 billion. 2 years before that, he had announced his plans to give 83% of his fortune to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And it was on this date in 1904 Henry James returned to the United States. He'd been abroad for 20 years. He was 60. He was distressed to see what had happened in America, that it had become an industrial power. He saw social decay and materialism. He wrote about it in his book, The American Scene, and went back to England for good, became a British subject, and then died. And it's the birthday of Molly Ivins, the columnist, born Monterey, California, 1944, who said, "The thing about democracy, it is not neat, orderly, or quiet. It requires a certain relish for confusion." Here's a poem for today by W.S. Merwin entitled Season. This hour along the valley, this light at the end of summer lengthening as it begins to go, this whisper in the tawny grass, this feather floating in the air, this house of half a life or so, this blue door open to the lingering sun, this stillness echoing from the rooms like an unfinished sound, this fraying of voices at the edge of the village beyond the dusty gardens, this breath of knowing without knowing anything, this old branch from which years and faces go on falling, this presence already far away, this restless alien in the cherished place, this motion with no measure, this moment peopled with absences, with everything that I remember here, eyes, the wheeze of the gate, greetings, bird songs in winter, the heart dividing, dividing, and everything that has slipped my mind as I consider the shadow, all this has occurred to somebody else who has gone, as I am told, and indeed it has happened again and again, and I go on trying to understand how that could ever be, and all I know of them is what they felt in the light here in this late summer." W.S. Merwin's poem Season from The Vixen, published by Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.